You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we talk to a pair of stellar spellers, Wisconsin students on their way to the National Spelling Bee in Maryland next week. First, it's time for our check-in on news stories from around Wisconsin. We'll start in Wood County, where a paper mill there appears to be getting a boost from the state. Nate Beck joins us now to tell us more about the story. Nate's a reporter at the Daily Reporter, which covers construction news in Wisconsin. Nate, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, tell us about this paper mill in the village of Buren, Wisconsin. What's going on there?
So basically, this week, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation announced that it would provide some tax credits to support a $189 million expansion that ND Paper says it will embark on at the mill.
And what kind of expansion are we talking about here at the mill?
So it looks like kind of a multi-pronged expansion of the facility. Company officials say they're kind of planning a few different projects at the paper mill, including construction of a recycled pulp facility, a water treatment and fiber recovery plant. The company also says it's going to convert the plant's B25 paper machine from the production of white paper to produce container board projects. This upgrade is supposed to create 27 jobs. There are about a little bit less than 400 employees that work the plant.
And is this a case where the state money is attached? There are strings attached to that job creation?
Yeah, that's what it says. So the state says it will kick in about $1.7 million worth of tax credits over 3 years to support this project. The agency says that these tax credit incentives are contingent on how many jobs the company actually creates and how much ND Paper spends on its operation through 2022. And the agency also says that the company must actually create these jobs and make the investment that says it will before it receives the tax credit.
And we've seen some declines in Wisconsin's paper industry over the decades. This is a Chinese company now owning this plant and now wanting to expand it. Are we seeing a lot of this kind of investment from Chinese companies in Wisconsin's paper industry?
Not to my knowledge. This company purchased the Byron Mill and another one in Rumford, Maine, in a deal with Catalyst Paper, which previously owned the plant there. The company bought the plant last spring for $175 million, and since then has said it plans to make investments at the plant here in Wisconsin and some of its other properties.
We'll leave it there for now. Nate, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
Great. Thank you.
Nate Beck is a reporter at the Daily Reporter, which covers construction news in Wisconsin. Now, a popular destination for this holiday weekend will be the Apostle Islands in northern Wisconsin, a place which is now a protected area for the state's only endangered mammal. Danielle Kading joins us now with more on the story. She's WPR's reporter based in Superior. Danny, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Rob, for having me.
Well, tell us about these new protections now in the Apostle Islands.
Sure. Well, so there's already two protection areas that have been set out for the American marten, which is the state's only endangered mammal. And this would create another protection area on the Apostle Islands, which essentially creates a closed season for trapping of any animals where the marten may be found.
Yeah, and that's the big change here, this limit on trapping. So nobody was going after the American marten itself, but they might be trapping something else. And the worry is that the marten gets caught up in it.
Yeah, God, I hope they're not going after the marten since it's endangered in the state. But yeah, the idea is that it might be caught incidentally from other type of trapping activities. But right now, there's only a certain type of traps that are allowed to be used in these protection areas. But the state actually did approve the use of additional traps that would be used there, which has generated a little bit of controversy.
Right. And this is people might be trapping weasels, but they don't want to catch the martens. As a ferret, I'm definitely interested in my fellow members of the weasel family. Now, the American marten, people may not have run into out in the wild. Can you tell us a little bit about this endangered mammal?
Yeah, it's basically a very adorable version of a weasel. Very similar to like the ferret, less than 2 pounds in size. So it's a small, cute, cuddly critter that basically thrives in the north woods of Wisconsin. And the areas where they thrive are in colder temperatures usually.
And you mentioned that the marten in your piece, you mentioned the marten is of significance to an area tribe.
Yes, it's actually a clan animal for the Ojibwe tribes. It's known as Wabajishi. Oh, I probably murdered that. But in Ojibwe culture, it's a clan animal, and so it's culturally significant, and they are particularly concerned about protecting the species.
And as we wrap up, Danny, it might be hard to get a count of these little guys. Do we have a sense of how many of them are in this area?
Yeah, it's difficult to gauge, but best estimates are there are around 300 marten in both sides of the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. I think it's about 200 on the Shawamigan side and 100 on the Nicolet side, about. It's been really difficult for them to maintain that population. They've reintroduced marten there several times over the years, so best estimates are that there are a few hundred in the state.
Danny, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Danielle Kading, WPR reporter based in Superior. We head now to the La Crosse area, and if you're planning a trip this weekend to a site along the Mississippi River, especially if you're going to go boating, you'll want to listen in. High waters on the river, thanks to recent rain and storms, could have an impact on your plans. Jennifer Liu joins us now with more. She's an environmental reporter for the La Crosse Tribune. Jennifer, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, we've had a lot of rain lately. How high is the Mississippi River and, for that matter, the La Crosse River?
So the Mississippi River, as of 3 p.m. today, reached 12.88 feet. So that's in the minor flood stage, which is anything above 12 feet. And it's expected to climb up to 13.5 feet by Sunday and then stay pretty much high slowly recede through the week. So there's a lot of water.
And the La Crosse River, I was just out in La Crosse a week and a half ago or so. It was high already, right? You've had a lot of high water issues going on there lately.
Yeah, but most of the flooding is on the Mississippi at the moment this time around.
And this is a big issue, especially this long weekend. A lot of people will probably want to get out in their boats. What are people saying for people wanting to go boating on the high river?
Oh, sure, definitely. Authorities from the La Crosse County Chief's Deputy to the Army Corps are just advising caution because there is a lot of high water. It's also faster, so people should watch for debris in the water and exercise common sense boating safety measures to check your boat before you take it out. Also, if you do choose to walk through a dam, keep in mind that there is a 600 feet clearance area upstream and 150 feet clearance area away so that you don't get pulled in to the currents by the dam gates, and also to keep extra fuel on hand in case you do need to make a fast exit.
And then how about camping in the area? Are people concerned about riverside campsites being washed out?
It might be good to head to higher ground as the Pettibone Resort Campground, which is right on the river, is still closed because of water. And there is also the Goose Island Campground, which is open, but roughly half the sites are flooded, according to the park manager. And they're actually full, so it might be better to look inland.
And is there any hope that the water levels are expected to go down anytime soon, Jennifer?
Looks like the water is going to stay pretty high throughout next week. So, yeah.
All right. A high water start to the season. Jennifer, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right. Thanks for having me.
That's Jennifer Liu, environmental reporter at the La Crosse Tribune, closing out our weekly roundup of state news stories from around Wisconsin.